Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Bat Boys. Sam, April 3rd, Monday, the day we tied Ryo Waikato. How are we feeling?
Tim, I wanted to message you on April 1st that we were in the relegation zone as a April Fool's Day joke. But turns out we were, in fact, at that point in the relegation zone. But as of now, we are not, Tim.
We're not.
The season ended right now. We would be safely in the 17th position.
Did you set like a reminder for that April Fool's joke? Hey, reminder, say this to Tim in like 7 months, and then now it's void.
Yeah. I was going to just do like, oh my gosh, did you hear what happened? We're going to get relegated because of something happened. But then there really is no joke because we're in the relegation zone. So
it's no joke. We shouldn't even joke about this, but how else can you cope?
How else can you? People cope in different ways, Tim. You and I through dark humor and through making fun of others.
Yeah, we started a podcast.
That's one of the first things.
Instead of going to therapy, we started a podcast. That's what it was. Yeah.
Tim, I have to, on April Fool's, I threw a lot of soccer April Fool's Day jokes out. Not all of them landed. Of course, April Fool's Day, if you can get like a 10%, 10% of people to actually buy into your joke, then that's a huge win. But one that I got him pretty well was this guy who was actually seeing you in New York, Nathan Ledesma. He's a huge Tottenham fan, and Tottenham is in a bit of turmoil right now with the coaching situation. So I messaged him April Fool's Day that, wow, I heard you got Pochettino came back. That's so huge for you all. And he like responds, he's like, what? And he sends a picture of him with Pochettino. That's how much.
Yeah, he showed me that he was in town. He showed me that photo.
He loves like Pochettino so much, sends this picture of him and Pochettino, so excited. And then I had to just be like, dude, April Fool's Day, you sucker.
That's cool. No one April fooled me, Sam, because I sent out a broad message to everyone. I said, anyone try to fool me today,
that's right,
punch them right in the face.
Yep. Just like you did in sixth grade. No one will forget.
Anyone pinch me on St. Patty's Day, that's it. You have it coming. Yep. So I don't get bothered on these days.
This is the joke. We're making jokes now that not only will, if you listen to all the pods, you probably won't get, but only if you went to our elementary school now will you get. We're really limiting.
There's one listener that listened to this 2 years ago. And so if they're listening, that was for them. That was for them.
So. Yep.
Anything to really ease our suffering.
It's just, we're just trying to deal catharsis, however you can get there.
That's right. Well, Sam, we are, we're better positioned than we were, 2 hours ago. Now out of relegation zone. What were your thoughts on this game, the performance at home? Rough kind of classic Valencia performance down to the wire. Felt like a cup final match to me.
Yeah, it wasn't the prettiest game, Tim, but we did show some grit in coming from behind, although the end was pretty nervy on both sides. It kind of felt like there was going to be a winner in this one. But to come back, again, we're down up until the 82nd minute. So, that was... that's something I'm happy about. We've seen recently, the normal trajectory of the season was we were ahead 1-0 and we were in total control, but we didn't score. And then we gave up a goal in the 82nd minute. So I kind of prefer the reverse.
Yeah.
I think, look, you want to get 3 points when you're playing at home.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the situation we're in, Tim, right now, point every game's going to be enough. So,
yep.
just trying to do as much as you can. It is unfortunate. I wish we could have had a little bit more control of this game, particularly in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And the marking on that goal team was so bad. I mean, we gotta mark better.
The theme of the single errors causing us games. Here we are again. Because generally, Sam, you know, we kept them in the game. And I'm going to chat about maybe how you felt about generally if we had control of this game or not. But I'd say they didn't cause a ton of problems second half. They had those few chances. But generally, I thought we were getting all of the chances second half. I think we had 11 corners, 8 of which were in a row. We were all over them. And then just to concede that goal so early, it's unmarked there. We've seen this a lot this season.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough. It just seemed so preventable.
Yeah.
I think was hard.
Yeah.
But
I'd say once we got our feet under us, we didn't look bad. I always get the sense, even when we are in control of a game, it doesn't feel like we have control over the game. Even going forward, Sam, the last third, you know, the final third, we're getting chances. We're shooting the ball. Guy is crossing. It still feels so kind of desperate. Like we don't quite have a grasp on it. Is that how you feel as well?
Yeah, I think, it's never, you're never watching a Valencia game and you're comfortable, Tim. I mean, there's so few. I feel like I could count the number of games like that on my hand over the last several years.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you're always on edge.
Yeah.
You're always on edge.
Do you think I was thinking about it today. Do you think it's a little bit of Mestalla? I mean, they're booing, they're whistling, they're yelling, they're jeering. It always felt like, you know, it was so intense in there. But it was the 66th minute at one point. We were actually looking pretty good, but I just had such a sense of urgency, almost like it was the 90th minute. And I don't know. I think it was probably because of a few plays, some of their handballs and potential VAR calls. But, man, such an intense environment all the time.
It is really intense. And you kind of worry about, you know, the Mestalla can be a fortress. It can be so difficult for teams to come in there. But for a lot of these young players that are still kind of struggling with their confidence, it can be intimidating, Tim. It can be intimidating. I mean,
I'd be intimidated. Absolutely.
I remember you, you know, for a long time, couldn't take a date to a restaurant that had a nice bar. Because you were too intimidated that there might be some other guy at the bar that would, you know, be taller than you, which is likely, or more charming. And so you were intimidated by the threat, right, of the bar. So you always, you know, you had these dates where you would go to places where they, you know, they didn't have any bar. It was, you know, it was weird. Yeah. You were going to to parks.
You know, it's crazy.
Squares.
Anyone who's been listening, Sam has been managing my dating biography. He's been building his magnus opus here, and it's starting with Wikipedia. So you can go on and actually very well documented, Sam, single editor.
Yes, that's correct.
But you're right; it's a double edged sword, Sam. You know, I want to take them to a nice environment, but of course, there's a risk there.
And there's a risk there because there's going to be tall,
charming
guys. My
performance can really slip up.
That's right.
I saw it with Guillemot. Guillemot, you know, he still has the jitters. And there was a moment where, you know, he kind of rushed a pass. And Mestalla was certainly hard on him there. And for a player like that, I imagine it's just a goal. So I was just reflecting on that, Sam, how we in some of those cases, we can rush those passes and rush some of those last balls into the box. And maybe the environment can be tough.
No, I agree. I agree. I think that's right. And and I think that my analogy was apt too.
Yeah. Right? Well, you're a great biographer. Fantastic historian. A voice of our generation.
Yes. A voice.
A voice. Well, Sam, yeah. we had let's see, stats time. Where's our stats guy? Let's see.
We gotta bring Yarnell back on.
We gotta bring Yarnell. Yarnell, forgive us. We gotta get you back on. We had 18 shots, 4 on target, 61% possession. We had 15 fouls, 13 corners, and it's 1-1. I think there's a picture of Braha holding his head in his hands, frustrated. And I don't know what else you could do other than do more shooting drills. It just feels like the ball's not going in the net.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, only 4 shots on target, though. I mean, that, you know, it's not, it seemed like there was all these sort of opportunities, but we didn't, to me, they weren't quite. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess your point, you're right. We had, there were 18 shots, but not only 4 on target. Let me tell you, though, Tim, that goal, Kluivert's PK, what a smooth PK from this kid.
Smooth. Kluivert had a performance today, didn't he?
Yeah. He continues to play like somebody that I really want to exercise this buy option on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to have him next year. I feel as if he's really coming along.
Yeah. Tim,
speaking of young players, what did you think of Almeida?
Almeida. Yeah. I mean, that midfield continues to confuse me. It's such a confounding thing. So Nico started today, Yunus Musa off the bench. Maybe Yunus is nicked up a little bit. So you have Almeida. You have Nico now. And then Guillamon. And so, you know, I think what I'm seeing from Almeida is, you know, very good on the ball still. There's some key plays there where he's making some key passes. He's got that vision, I think, that maybe no one else has right now in that midfield. Yeah. But I'd like to raise him to a higher standard. And I want, you know, him to control the midfield a little bit more. I think some of those plays there, and maybe he could be doing a little bit more in that final third.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to hold on.
Yeah. So obviously I think Almeida has been a more talented midfielder this year, and I think he's getting better, but I think there's more. I think he has more to give here. So the kind of final third, can he be that guy who gives us that extra thing to get a goal, to make a play? Like, he's almost there, but not quite. So I'd like to see more from him. If Guillamon and Nico are going to be sort of sitting behind them or balancing him, and he can go forward a bit, I'd like him to connect a bit more. I don't know. What did you think?
I think he's got loads of talent.
Right.
He hasn't. And I thought we were kind of on the cusp of something really great with him at the end, right before the World Cup. And that last game against Real Batiste kind of came through. And really, frankly, in the first games after the World Cup, he was, like, to me, like the singular player on the team. But he's kind of been not as involved as I would have liked as of late. And frankly, he didn't get some starts, but I'd like to see him get a little bit more involved. And I'm tired of seeing this Nico guy start, Tim.
Nico's a good player, Sam, and I think we need all the players, all the tools in the toolbox, because generally I'd say, Sam, each of those guys, including Elijah Mariba, are getting chances. They're just not stepping up in a way that is securing that spot. So, you know, Yunus comes on, he'll have great performances, but is it quite enough for him to start every game? And so he'll, you know, someone else will get a chance. So I think Almeida's there. I think he's quite good picking up the ball deeper, but I think we need him picking up the ball higher up the field, being that sort of David Silva roaming player a little higher up, where he can play off Kluivert and Lino and draw players out. I just would like to see him more there. I don't know how to organize that midfield.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would do it. It seems like a tough puzzle. You put one player in, the other two seem to be out of position as well. So I don't know. It's tough. I really think generally, Sam, we need a 28-year-old in there, and we keep subbing one 21-year-old for another one. And they are prone to making errors. We saw some Guillamon touches and passes in there that almost got us in trouble, and we're prone to counterattacks. One example I want to call out, Nico, they get a clearance. He's wide open, and he clears it again right to the other team, and it results in a pass. So those little tiny things just aren't allowing us to control the game. Maybe Almeida would be great if he had a little bit more help. So it's kind of tough. It's like when you and I played, you know, Manassas Tornadoes that one year. You know, I had all the talent that I could really provide, right? But I couldn't carry the entire midfield.
I had the composure because I was much older. And
you're older and wiser.
Wisdom.
I don't know how you could have helped his team manager on the field, but although you're really good at bringing the balls and keeping them pumped up.
That's pretty good, too.
So, I think he's very talented. I'd imagine if we had a little bit more help in there, he might thrive, but not on his own.
Yeah, I think that's astute analysis, Tim.
Asking a lot of him.
I think that's right. And, you know, it just makes me wish for the days of when we had Carlos Marchena, or Javi Fuego. Dare I may say, not to make us start crying, but a little Danny Parejo. Danny Parejo would be nice. About now.
You're asking Almeida to be a guy to change the game. He's just not quite there yet. I would even take, dare I say it, you know, a Kondogbia right now. But listen, a Kondogbia, a 28-year-old to come in, add a little bit of something there for us, give us a break. I think we could use any of that sort of help in the midfields. So I think more so here is, how do you get Lino, Clivert, Cavani touches in front of the box on goal? Even when Gaia was all over that left side today.
Yeah.
Just not really translated into a real great chance. You know, I think ball across the box that Cavani was on, but they had a good clearance. The one in the Clivert where he hit the post was great. Just a lot of other times he went down to the end line, he crossed it into eight players. And I just didn't see like an opportunity surface there. I don't know if Cavani had but one shot on goal.
Yeah.
So
true.
Yeah.
Hugo Duro showed a lot of spirit though in his 40 minutes.
Yeah. He's been giving us a lot off the bench, hasn't he? Castillejo, I think, was sort of the man of the match that when he came on afterwards and hit when he was on, I thought he gave us a lot. He might be more effective off the bench, Sam.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really chased the game there in the end, didn't we?
We did. We did. And we got the tie, which puts us, we were in the penultimate position, Tim. And now we are in 17th.
No, Sam, you're a big aficionado of the English language. And I just want to take a moment and really express my gratitude for the word penultimate. We have a specific word for the position right before last. And I just think that's interesting. I think that's something.
It's a good one for you, Tim, because that way you're not just always last. Sometimes you have something to aspire to be the penultimate, you know, penultimate.
Yeah. And it seems like it's the best. Like, I'm the penultimate. You can almost just kind of get right That's past true. It. I'm the penultimate. No one really catches that. You're the second to last.
Hi, everyone. I just want to say at this wedding, you might not know me. I'm Sam. I was the penultimate invite to this wedding. And you know what? I've been penultimate Tim at many a wedding. I'm probably not the last person, but I was definitely the second to last. And so I should start giving that toast. And people I could probably catch people. They'll be like, oh wow, penultimate Sam, he must be a big deal. I can't believe I didn't know him.
Yes. Sam, speaking of, I don't know how to transition out of that. I really don't. But I will say good news. Yes. The league fell into our favor. A lot of games lost. I'm trying to bring up all the games right now. But we saw some key losses throughout La Liga that really helped us. I'm going to bring it up.
Well, Tim, while you're bringing that up, I just want to note that we are entering a crucial five-game stretch here. Next week, we are playing Almeria, who is in the relegation zone right now. The week after that, Sevilla, who is just a few points ahead and was in the relegation zone recently. Then Elche, who is in, of course, they are the last position, not likely to ever move from that position. And then Valladolid and Cadiz. So these five games are going to be super consequential for whether we're in the top flight or whether you and I are scrambling to find some sort of streaming service to that shows Segunda. So this is big time. We're obviously getting into the big stretch of the season, but these are all, if it's these games, it's not just if we lose, we didn't get 3 points. It's that, no, that the other team that we're battling with has 3 points. So these 6 point, turns that could happen here are really huge. Yeah. So you want to be getting into decent form for the stretch, because this is the stretch that is going to be determinative.
Yeah.
Starting with this first game, Tim, Almeria.
Yeah. I mean, we can't breeze by this team, but I just want to say it's fortuitous. Espanyol's really in a rough patch. We have to hope that continues. But they drop points, Valladolid drop points, Cadiz drop points, Atafe ties. So probably best case scenario this last week. And picking up a point was good. I was hoping to get three. But heading over to Almeria. They tied Celta Vega 2-2, and that's a little concerning. This team is going to be run and gun. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be an easy match. I think it could go either way, given maybe the focus we're seeing in some of these key places. We're playing Sunday at 12:30. At least it's not a morning game, Sam.
That's right.
So, I do think we're going to build on this momentum. I saw a lot of good things today. And although, Sam, we didn't get the extra goal, we did look really good for stretches of that second half. We didn't give them a lot of chances. So I think we'll build on that. And I think this is going to be the 3 points we've been looking for.
Hmm. What is the score going to be, Tim?
I don't know. 3-1. 3-1.
3-1.
That's kind of crazy. I think we're going to get it.
I love that. I'm going to be more of a 1-1.
Yeah.
1-1. It's away.
Yeah.
We have produced very little away. And this is going to be a tight game. Both teams do not want to lose. And I think it's going to be cagey. It's going to be nervy at the end. There's going to be a ball off the bar. Mm-hmm. The last minute of regulation. But it's going to be 1-1, Tim. 1-1.
1-1. Wow. Okay. All right. I hear it. I think you're being quite conservative, and I think that's okay.
Yep.
That's okay. Yep. Okay. Well, yeah, we go to Power Horse Stadium, Estadio de los Juegos Mediterráneos. So, it's going to be tough. Any other thing on Almeria? Are they full strength? Any injuries right now? Nothing I know of. Going to be tough.
Tim, our scout, we haven't had Yarnell on, so our stats are pretty limited right now. But I think we should assume that this is going to be a huge game for them. This is going to be a huge game for us. And next week, Tim, when we talk about this game, we may have a guest. So I've been proposing a guest for a long time, but trying to actually message the guest this time before we record to see if we can actually pull it off. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Sam. Well, any other words of wisdom?
Tim, I'm really proud of how far you've come. And oh, thanks. Thank you. You were in sixth grade, you were my penultimate friend. and now look where you are, you know, my best friend hosting this podcast with. It's a real pleasure and delight, Tim, on Mondays to do this with you.
Yeah, I actually had much bigger goals for myself. I had a grand vision of where my life would be, and
didn't work out, did it, Tim?
Yeah, landing here as your best friend, I thought I would be in a much different place. So, yeah, I don't know. We really have to think about the podcast. I got to go talk to someone about this. I'm getting a little low mood. So, yeah, it's been good, Sam. It's been okay. It's been
fun. Yeah, it's been real.
It's been real, man. It's been real. No, it's been a nice run, Sam. We've been doing this now for, it's going on 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. So,
anniversary in the fall, I think. And well, maybe we'll do something big.
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, Sam, well, we're going to run out of time. So until then.
All right. Adios.
Adios.